Hello, fellow explorers. Welcome to Faithfully Explore, the podcast where we pack our bags, open our hearts, and discover the beautiful ways people around the world live, love, and practice their faith. I'm your host, Laura, and I'm so glad you are joining me today. Are your listening ears turned on? Let's check. Perfect. Today, we are exploring a very special, very helper-focused role in Islam. We're learning all about imams. Faithfully explores the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the globe will track. Filling up our belief backpack. Now, before we dive in, let's get our bodies and minds ready. Let's go on a quick imagination journey together. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in like you are smelling flowers. And now let a big breath out like you're blowing out a candle. Imagine we are walking up a paved pathway toward a beautiful building with a grand, rounded dome on top and tall towers reaching up toward the blue sky. This building is a mosque, a sacred place where Muslims gather. As we slide off our shoes at the entrance, because keeping the floor clean is a sign of respect, we step into a big, open room. People are greeting each other with bright smiles, whispering softly, "Assalamu alaikum," which means, "Peace be upon you." Right at the front of the room, standing facing a beautifully decorated archway, is one person who stands just a little bit ahead of everyone else. When they speak, their voice is steady, calm, and musical. That person is the imam. You can open your eyes now. So, what exactly is an imam? The word imam is an Arabic word that translates to leader or the one who stands in front. Think of it like this. If you've ever played a game of follow the leader, or if you've seen a conductor standing in front of an orchestra keeping everyone playing the same beat, you already know a bit about what an imam does. They help keep everyone in harmony. Here's a really cool fact that surprises a lot of people. In Islam, an imam isn't quite the same as a priest or a minister in some other religions. Islam doesn't have a strict clergy, which is a big word for a special group of people who are the only ones allowed to perform religious ceremonies. In fact, almost any Muslim who knows the prayers well, is respected by their community, and has good character can lead the prayer. But many communities choose to hire a full-time imam because they have spent years studying and are absolute experts at helping people. Because the Muslim world is huge, different communities use the role of an imam in different ways. In some communities, the imam is a full-time community director. In others, they might be a volunteer who works a regular job during the day and then leads prayers at night. An imam wears many different hats. Metaphorically, of course, though some do wear beautiful traditional caps or turbans. But let's look at the many hats or jobs of an imam. The prayer leader. Muslims practice a special prayer called Salah 5 times every single day. When people pray together at the mosque, the imam stands at the front. When the imam bows, everyone bows. When the imam kneels, everyone kneels. It shows that everyone is equal and moving together as one community. The Friday storyteller. Friday is a very special day of the week for Muslims, like Sunday is for Christians or Saturday is for Jewish people. During the main Friday prayer, the imam gives a talk called khutbah. It's a mix of a speech, a lesson, and a storytelling session, in which the Imam encourages everyone to be kind, care for the poor, and be good neighbors. The wise teacher. Imams spend a lot of time teaching kids and adults about the Quran, the Muslim holy book, and the Hadith, the stories and sayings of the Prophet Muhammad. The community listener. When someone is having a tough day or a family is going through a hard time, they can visit the Imam. The Imam sits with them, listens with a kind heart, offers comfort, and reminds them that they aren't alone. The Imams also visit sick people in the hospital to bring them cheer. To show you what this looks like in real life, let's drop in on a little explorer named Zainab. Zainab is 7 years old, and she has a huge question. One Saturday after her community lesson at the mosque, Zainab waited until the other kids left. She walked up to Imam Yusuf, who was packing his books into a leather briefcase. "Imam Yusuf?" Zainab asked, twisting the edge of her sleeve. Imam Yusuf knelt down so he was right at eye level with her. He smiled, his eyes crinkling at the corners. "Yes, Zainab? What's on your mind?" "We learned today that we should always share what we have," Zainab said. "But yesterday, my little brother took my favorite green crayon, and I got really mad and hid it under the bed. Does God think I'm a bad person now?" Imam Yusuf didn't gasp. He didn't look angry. "Zainab," he said softly, "having big feelings like anger when someone takes your things is totally normal. It makes you a human being, not a bad person. The Prophet Muhammad told us that the strongest person isn't someone who can win a wrestling match. It's the person who can control themselves when they are angry. Next time, what could you do instead of hiding the crayon?" Zainab thought about it. "I guess I could tell him he could use the blue one instead." "That sounds like a wonderful, peaceful solution," Imam Yusuf smiled. "Go easy on yourself, Zainab. We are all learning every day." Zainab felt the heavy weight in her tummy disappear. She thanked the Imam and ran out to meet her mom, feeling as light as a feather. This is what a good Imam does. They can help clear away the clouds in people's minds. It's game time! All right, let's play a game. I call this Imam Hat or Not. I'm going to describe a scenario. If it sounds like something an Imam would do as part of their community job, I want you to shout out Imam Hat. If it's something an Imam probably doesn't do, shout out, "Not!" Scenario 1. Someone's car has a flat tire in the mosque parking lot, and the Imam rolls up his sleeves to help change the tire while asking how the family is doing. Imam hat or not? Imam hat, yes! Imams are community helpers, and being a good neighbor means helping out. Scenario 2. The local zoo needs someone to brush the teeth of an angry 400-pound alligator. Imam job or not? Oh boy, definitely not. Let's leave that to the zookeepers. Scenario 3. A couple is getting married and they want the Imam to read the beautiful verses from the Quran about love and mercy during their wedding celebration. Imam hat or not? Imam hat! Celebrating big life milestones with families is a huge part of their job. Scenario 4. Leading a group of kids in a silly dance to shake their wiggles out before a big lesson. Imam hat or not? Imam hat! Many youth imams love playing games and making sure kids feel happy and comfortable at the mosque. How did you do?
Konnichiwa. Hola. Bonjour.
Let's cross our friendship bridge. This is the part of the show where we look at how different traditions connect. If you are a Christian, you might think an imam sounds a bit like a pastor or a priest. If you are Jewish, you might think an imam sounds a bit like a rabbi. If you are Buddhist or Hindu, you might be thinking of a monk or a guru. And you know what? You're all right. All of these roles are people who dedicate their lives to helping others connect with something bigger than themselves, teaching ancient wisdom, and building a loving community. But remember our earlier lesson? Unlike a priest in some Christian traditions, an imam doesn't have a special spiritual power that regular people lack. Think of an imam less as a leader of the faith and more as a really experienced tour guide holding the map. We've been sitting and using our big brains a lot, so let's do a quick movement activity. In Islam, the physical movements of prayer are very intentional. They involve standing tall, bowing at the waist with a straight back, and kneeling down to touch the ground. It uses the whole body. Let's do a respectful stretch inspired by that idea of body and mind balance. First, stand up tall wherever you are. Reach your hands all the way up to the sky, as high as you can, like you're trying to touch a cloud. Take a deep breath in. Now bend forward gently at your hips, letting your hands rest on your knees. Make your back as flat as a tabletop. Hold it there for a second, smooth and calm. Finally, stand back up smoothly. Drop your shoulders, let your arms hang loose, and shake out your hands. Ah, that feels better. Connecting our bodies to our calm minds is something imams encourage all the time. Let's listen to a beautiful traditional story from Islamic history. This is a story about the Prophet Muhammad, the first leader and imam of the Muslim community. Many centuries ago, the Prophet Muhammad lived next door to a woman who did not like him very much. In fact, she was quite mean to him. Every single morning when the Prophet would walk out of his front door, he would find that this woman had thrown trash right on his doorstep. Now, how would you feel if someone threw garbage on your front porch every day? You'd probably feel pretty upset, right? You might want to yell or throw trash back on their porch. But the Prophet Muhammad didn't do that. Every morning, he calmly picked up the trash, cleaned his doorstep, and walked away without a single angry word. One morning, the Prophet opened his door, stepped outside, and looked down. The doorstep was completely clean. No trash. He looked over at his neighbor's house. The windows were dark. He didn't think, "Hooray, she finally gave up." Instead, he felt worried. He thought, "Oh dear, my neighbor always throws trash here. If she didn't do it today, something must be wrong." The Prophet walked over to her door and knocked gently. When her family answered, they told him that the woman was very, very sick in bed. Instead of walking away, the Prophet asked if he could come in to visit her. He brought her comfort, asked if she needed food or medicine, and wished for her to get well soon. The woman was so touched by his incredible kindness, especially after how mean she had been to him, that her heart completely melted. She realized that the values he was teaching were full of true love and compassion. When imams give their Friday talks, this is exactly the kind of story they share to remind everyone to lead with kindness, even when it's hard. What's inside our belief backpack this week? We are coming to the end of our journey today, explorers. But before we go, we need to pack our belief backpack. This is the one big idea I want you to carry with you all week long. Are you ready? Zip open your backpack, zip, and drop this thought right inside. And a mom is a community helper who leads through kindness, listening, and learning. We can all be leaders in our own lives by helping the people around us feel safe, heard, and supported. Can you say, I can be a leader with me? I can be a leader. Now here is your weekly challenge. You don't have to be an imam to be a guide or a helper. This week, I want you to find one person in your life. It could be a sibling, a friend at school, or even a grown-up who looks a little tired. And practice wise listening. Sit with them, look at them, and ask, how are you doing today? With your whole heart, just like Imam Yosef did with Zeynep. Thank you so much for exploring with me today. If you loved this episode, make sure to subscribe and share it with a friend. I'm Laura, and I'll see you next time on Faithfully Explore. Remember to stay curious, stay kind, and keep faithfully exploring the wonderful world around you.